What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2391, Discipline Ripples, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday, and welcome to the podcast where I read to you, covering personal growth and self-help topics like mindfulness, minimalism, self-care, and more. I'm going to continue the tradition as we optimize your life. Discipline Ripples, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. A nice side effect of my daily blogging challenge is that it's helping me become more disciplined in other areas of life. This in turn increases my capacity to get more done because I can trust that I'll have abundant discipline to flow through more tasks and projects. I expected that there would be some discipline ripples, but I'm pleased that they're better than I anticipated. Staying caffeine-free feels easier than ever. I'm also easily avoiding other stimulants like many forms of chocolate, caffeinated tea, etc. Feels like the part of my brain that recognizes and wants to avoid addictive patterns has been strengthened. Maintaining my early riser habit feels easier than ever, and I'm often getting up earlier than my usual 5 a.m. alarm. This morning I got up at 4:30, which is happening more often. I've noticed that I feel less inclined to linger in bed, even if I could justify that it's not time to get up yet. When my body feels awake, it wants to get up and move, not stay in bed longer than it needs to. On average, I'm running for about an hour each morning. This morning's run was 70 minutes. That used to feel like a long run. Now it feels like a normal, everyday type of run. The minimum I run is 45 minutes, since anything less feels like it's too little. With the increased running, I'm flowing through many more nonfiction audiobooks, finishing 2 to 3 per week, so that'll add up to 100 to 150 audiobooks per year at this rate. I just finished League of Denial yesterday, and this morning I started Big Magic. I'll finish Big Magic tomorrow and start another audiobook on Sunday. Work projects are flowing very nicely. I'm doing a better job of staying organized and completing projects in an intelligent order. I'm not perfect at this, but I noticed that instead of feeling driven to choose the work for each day based on intuition or emotional impulses, I'm more easily flowing into the most rational project to work on next. And when I sit down to work on it, the discipline is there to stick with it for hours. I've already written more blog articles this year than I did in 2019, 2018, and 2017 combined. By the end of June, you'll be able to add 2016 to that as well. So that will be like doing 4 years of blogging in 6 months. The interesting thing about 365-day challenges is that initially they're hard, but eventually they become easy. I'd say that happens somewhere around day 45 to 75. After 6 or 9 weeks into such a challenge, the resistance crumbles and the training effect begins to take hold. By enduring that long and not missing a single day, you've grown stronger. It's easier to keep going because now you get to do the rest of the challenge with a stronger, more aligned, less resistant mind. It's hard to stretch ourselves to tackle discipline-building challenges, but note that it does get easier as your mind grows stronger. The mind that whines about getting up early isn't the same as the mind that's already gotten up before dawn for many weeks in a row. The new mind thinks the old mind is a wimp for whining about such an easily maintainable and personally beneficial habit. The mind that whines about giving up chocolate isn't the same as the mind that's free of that addiction and recognizes it as an unnecessary weakness. The mind that would whine about running for an hour each day isn't the same as the mind that's been doing it for weeks, thinks it's normal, and suspects that 75-minute daily runs would probably be no big deal either. You've gotten used to your current level of self-discipline, but you could train yourself to go beyond that and create a new normal for yourself. Your new normal may yield much better results than your old normal. The transition may be difficult, but once you've locked in your new normal, it's really no more difficult than your old normal. Raising your standards is hard. Keeping them raised is much easier. When you train up your discipline and then apply it to your life, you don't suffer every day because the rewards of discipline are greater than the temporary pleasures of an undisciplined life. Life without chocolate, it isn't a sad life. It's a more focused and mentally stable life since the body no longer has to deal with the ups and downs of the stimulant effect. The sad life is that of the stimulant addict who's in denial about their addiction. The sad life is a life without daily exercise and its many neurological benefits. The sad life is that of the person who has to suffer with the results of undisciplined habits taking their toll year after year. Training up your discipline is hard, yes, but not training up your discipline is way, way, way harder. Imagine what more you could experience and enjoy with more discipline. The ability to get yourself to take rational actions that create desirable results again and again. That's worth some challenging training so you can access those long-term benefits. You just listened to the post titled "Discipline Ripples" by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Steve. I thought it was an interesting take how he relates his daily blogging challenge to a discipline ripple effect that moves on to other things like staying caffeine free, waking up early, running every day, and more. It made me pause to think about my own life. I've been working on this podcast every day pretty much, and I can't say with certainty that my discipline has improved a lot from that. But the interesting thing is, for productivity and really just sanity and practical reasons, I can't record every single day. And to keep everything on track and not at the last minute, I have to record a bit ahead of schedule in case something happens. So maybe I can't actually use this as an example since I don't actually record every single day. I have to instead think of something different that I started doing really every single day more recently, and whether or not I felt ripple effects from that. And in that case, I do think it's true. When I started my pre-shower exercise routine, which I talked about a little while ago, I stuck with it and then added in ending my showers with cold water, which by the way is not recommended for everyone because it might not be right for people with certain conditions, and the jury is still out on whether there's actually a ton of benefit from doing it in the first place, but I seem to enjoy it. Anyway, those both ended up happening pretty close in succession, and I've been able to stick with them both and also curb my sugar intake or dessert cravings as well after. Just like he said, it feels like it's almost a ripple effect of good habits and discipline. One thing I'll caution though is that if you try to do all these things at once, it almost certainly will result in burnouts or giving up or anything along those lines and feeling like you have to start all over again. So baby steps is always key. But I'll back him up and say that I actually believe it. With just one addition of something, even pretty small, The effects will be seen in many different areas of life. So take those steps today. Hope you have a great Friday if you're listening in real time. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow over the weekend, where your optimal life awaits.